delighted to welcome a previous guest in Amy Jolliffe and a new guest in Ellen Marriott, both from Platform One. Hi there.
Hi.
You're very welcome. Now, you've come here today for a very special reason, haven't you, Ellen? What's just happened that's really exciting for you?
My first debut single has just released on Spotify just last week.
Congratulations.
First single on Spotify. How amazing is that? And how does that feel? Is that really weird to go on Spotify and find your own music on there?
I'm not going to lie. I've been on there and I just keep listening to it. But yeah, it is a bit weird still.
And are you looking at it and thinking, well, how many listens has it got and how many of them were me?
Yeah. Probably cool. Most of them.
Well, not after today. That is the aim, isn't it? So you're both at Platform One studying the degree level there. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So Amy, you're just finishing, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you were on with us a few weeks ago, weren't you? And you're in your second year, Ellen?
Yep.
Okay. So one more year to go.
Yeah.
Is it normal to be releasing a single in year two of the degree? Are other students doing that?
I think so.
Are you a bit advanced?
It's just in any year.
Okay, so once you've got a piece of music and you think I'm ready to put that out there to the world. Okay, so what's the song about? How do you go about writing a song? I've never done that.
Well, for me, you can go many ways about writing a song, but personally I sort of come up with chords first, and then I'll go for like lyrics and try and find a melody, and it all kind of fits into place after that.
Everyone does it a little bit differently, don't they?
Yeah.
So this song is called Let the Games Begin. So what's it about? Can you share that, or is it too personal?
I wrote the song in January of this year, and it was kind of at a time where I was really angry and kind of upset about how things were just going in general. And I had this ex from like a couple of years before. I never really wrote anything about it that fit how the relationship went. So I just sort of mashed the feelings and the ex into one song.
So I was just saying earlier, it's a little bit of a Taylor Swift approach then, isn't it?
Yeah, very much Taylor Swift vibes.
Get out your ex-relationships in a song.
Yeah.
So one day when you're a great big performing artist, he's going to be sorry.
Probably.
Is it quite therapeutic then? I mean, obviously once you've written it, I imagine that's very therapeutic, writing it out. But then singing it, do you feel...
Honestly, I feel a bit bad singing it.
Oh, really?
After writing the lyrics, but it depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel really bad. And other times I'm like, no, this is great.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Any expression of emotion is good. I mean, you know, I'm an art therapist, so, you know, I would be thoroughly encouraging that. That's really, really good. So how did you get into music? Were you very young when you started playing? You play guitar as well, don't you?
Yeah, I started playing guitar about a year ago, so I'm still kind of learning. But I started singing when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that for quite a while.
And how did that start? What were you doing at 11? Were you in a choir, or what were you doing?
I was in a primary school choir, but my mum actually took me to a singing lesson. I didn't actually want to go, but she encouraged me to go, so I went, and I actually really enjoyed it, and I just stuck with it.
Yeah, brilliant. So thanks to mum when you eventually hit the big time, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a normal week at Platform One like? I mean, what lessons do you have? Is it all making music, or are there other components to it?
I wish it was all making music. Definitely there's lectures on like music society and culture, that's one of them. There's a lot of studio time that goes into it, and rehearsals and
performance projects, everything else as well.
Yes, because we have a Platform One alumni here, don't we, in Dave?
Platform One
of the first students, you were saying.
First ever year, of what wasn't called Platform One at the time, but it became Platform One. And our bands used to practice in this very room that we're broadcasting out of right now. So
you've got a little bit more space now, haven't you?
Yeah,
a lot more space. But you know, what do you think of the Platform One course? Are you glad you've done it?
I think so, because I've made a lot of friends on the course, and I got into songwriting, so
it builds up a lot of confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, still working on it, but
Keep going with it, you're doing really well.
I think that's the lovely thing, once you get into further education and you're with people who've got the same interests, aren't you? You know, whereas at school everyone's doing their own thing, and suddenly you're all bonding over the fact that your love of music or whatever it is you're studying.
Do you feel like you're growing as a group, and that you kind of you're learning from each other? Is that a community there?
Yeah, it's definitely like a community. It kind of feels like almost like a second home sometimes. Like, it's kind of, it feels like a safe kind of place to go there and just hang out with your friends.
Nice.
Yeah. How's Mr. Pontin?
It's all right. It's rest at the moment, I think, because festival around the corner.
Really? Yeah. Has he still got his beard?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I do remember we did a tour and we dedicated a whole song to Pontin's beard and had everyone singing it. It went down very well. It's a private joke. We enjoyed it. No one else knew what we were on
did
about.
Did he?
Did he? He did.
He
yeah.
did. Good,
rack and pack 'em and stack 'em. That's his expression. I remember that.
So you mentioned the Isle of Wight Festival there. Now, that is a big date in the calendar for Platform One, isn't it? So yeah. How involved are Platform One in the festival?
Well, Platform One, there's like a Platform One stage, and they, all the staff there, they go and they set it up.
Yeah. So they set the stage up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I think every year David like emails Mr. Giddings and asks if there's like, so I think they get the space for free, but they set up all the stage and everything themselves, all of the staff members.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so is it a part fundraiser for the college, or it's just, it is just about showcasing all the talent?
It's just like a really cool opportunity to showcase all of the talent as well. And there's the White Noise competition that they run every year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's quite like a big time for.
So that's how they decide who's going on stage, is it?
Yeah. So White Noise is how they decide who's going on like the main stage on the Sunday.
Yeah. So it's a competition. I know it was something you were involved in, weren't you, but had to pull out of.
Oh yeah, I had to pull out this year because I lost my voice. And I was in it last year. Yeah.
But you're going to be there this year at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yeah, on the Platform One stage.
Fantastic. Yeah. What about you, Ellen? Is that something you're involved in this year?
Yeah, I'm in a band called Pipeline, so I'll be performing with them on the Platform One stage.
Okay. So don't bother going to see all the big names, guys. The talent is on the Platform One stage. So, yeah, fantastic. Now, what were you had a question.
It's always interesting when people like Platform One come in and they talk about their experience and like your writing like technique, because you talked about how you do the chords first, and I think that's like 1975 Start with the Drums, I think that's how they start their songs. So when it comes to writing music, do you enjoy making the music or do you enjoy performing it, or what's the part about the process that you enjoy the most?
I think I enjoy the creating the music the most, because performing can be very like nerve-wracking sometimes, but then songwriting could be just as stressful, sometimes it can be frustrating. But yeah, songwriting's definitely my favourite part.
Does it come easier to you in a way?
Sometimes it's really easy and it's like, well, that was too easy to create, but it's really fun. And then other times you're sat there for weeks thinking, really, I just need something, anything.
As like an inspiration to kind of go, right, this verse or this bridge isn't quite flowing the way you want.
Yeah.
And is that trial and error, do you find?
I like to write from sort of personal stuff, so sometimes it's like, I need something good to happen, and then I can write about it.
Or something bad.
Yeah, something bad, yeah.
See, I remember a guy I used to play with write a lot of his own songs, and it would be pretty much either what music he was listening to, it would sound like, or how he was feeling.
Yeah.
So you could tell if you'd been dumped. Yeah, if Stuart Spiller, if you're listening... Yeah, if he'd been dumped, that was it. You knew it'd be a bit of a mushy, low-key song, and then suddenly it'd be an angry song, and then...
Well, I can remember Adele saying her life got too happy. It stopped her creative outflow, she needed something to happen.
Yeah.
And Bernie Taupin, when he talks about writing, I mean, he can write a hit in, like, half an hour.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, some people I know, even island-based, like, they can literally churn it out. Like I said, I remember being in Platform One, and he'd come in and say, I've got three more songs. Like, what? And we're playing them tonight. No, we're not.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So what's your goal for you then? What do you see yourself in the future doing?
Well, I hope to continue performing with my band, but I also want to write more songs for myself, hopefully, and get those out there.
And what about if other artists wanted to perform your songs? Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's where the money is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you churn the songs out and other people sing them...
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That would be very good.
And the nice thing, now you're on Spotify as well, you can just put your song on all these playlists, I imagine, as well, so they can kind of get incorporated on, which would be quite nice.
Yeah.
You know, Isle of Wight, Talon, or, you know...
Absolutely.
Maybe like Summer Vibes playlist.
Yeah. Check for other playlists. So on that note, what do you find yourselves listening to at the moment? What's your main influences?
Definitely Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift.
Probably.
Yeah, Tay-Tay.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo as well, quite a lot recently. Yeah.
She's doing really, she's brilliant, I think, at the moment. Her live show apparently is astounding.
Mm. Yeah, my friend went to that recently. She said it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Taylor Swift.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, did you get to see Taylor Swift?
I met Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah, at the Wheat Sheaf. I was just doing a gig.
She was at the Wheat Sheaf?
What, in Newport?
In the other one.
Yarmouth,
yeah. I was just doing a gig and she just walked in and she was just eating pizza. And she yeah.
Shock, superstar eats pizza, wow. But on the Isle of Wight. Yeah. Amazing. Wow, mm-hmm. I bet you had to pinch yourself.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did
yeah.
you get to speak to her?
Yeah.
And did you hold it together to ask something sensible rather than just go, oh, I think you're amazing?
Oh, I told her we have the same birthday.
Very good.
And mm-hmm. what is it about these people, so Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, for you that are inspirational or at least influential in your music?
I think because they write about a lot of things that happen to them as well, so I've kind of taken that idea and I put that into my own music. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And on the subject of your own music, it's been absolutely amazing having you both here, and we are definitely going to keep in touch. But it